This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Very good at articulating what he wants, what he sees, his vision, you know, the improvements that he thinks needs to be made relative to the whole building. I don't think, obviously he's not afraid to make tough decisions. Number one is relative to this football team, he wants to win. In the beginning, he's been perfectly clear with me on what he wants, what he wants me to improve on, what he wants me to do. And he's been perfectly clear with the whole organization on what his expectations are moving forward.
Oh, snap. Okay, that's Bill O'Brien. Do we need to hear from Cal McNair? But because we are a fair show, we kind of had some fun with the question that was asked about the wide receivers, the plethora of wide receivers yesterday with Bill O'Brien. The man who asked the question is on the line. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Fantastic. Thanks for listening.
Hey, not a problem. Look, I'm going to reiterate what I said this morning. I'm a veteran of the United States Army. I was an NCO, non-commissioned officer. Do you realize
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service very much, sir.
Thank you for your support. Do you realize what I would have said to my troops if they would have kept asking me the same question over and over and I've been giving them the answer? I was like, I've already given it to you three times. You know what? Go ahead and push the earth until I get tired. That's what it was like in there yesterday. Bill O'Brien was treating the media like kids. He's like, look, how many times have I told you? No, you can't go. No, you can't go. No, you can't go. He even said before the press conference started, he was not going to slip. Bill O'Brien is too smart to slip up and say something. So I understand what you all wanted or what everybody else wanted, but that wasn't about the 50th time that he answered the question the same way, saying that I keep referencing back to what I said earlier, to my earlier statement, and then he started with Kyle.
I feel you on that, but it wasn't that he was being asked the same question. He was being asked different questions. He was just answering it the same way. It's not necessarily, in my opinion, whether or not he answers the same question, whether he answers the question the same way. It's just the fact that the questions have to be asked. Like, I don't want to compare it to, military, because good Lord, man. I mean, you got coconuts that very few people have, and you're the reason that we have the freedom we do. I'm not trying to get into all that. But it's almost like somewhat of a cross-examination in that situation, in my opinion, in which the biggest story, the biggest question needs to be asked, and there's a lot of people that have assignments and stuff.
Let me put it this way, all right? That's your only chance, and I know you'll agree with me on this, because Bill O'Brien, in today's press availability, and by the way, we will be playing that live as well on our show today, he's going to say, oh, I answered all that yesterday. So when you have your only chance to get the head coach of your team to answer those questions, you have to approach it every way possible to get whatever insight you can. And then if he continues to answer the way he continued to answer yesterday, that becomes the news. That becomes the story. And you don't give up, answering as a journalist. And you know this. You don't give up just because you think he doesn't like it.
And I agree with you. But look at the minute mark on when I asked the question, after he had been redundantly asked the same question over and over and over again. So when I asked the question, I actually, if you listen to the way that I prefaced it, on last week it was either McClain or Berman who asked DeAndre Hopkins about the injury that he had in the Colts game. You remember there was no number two wide receiver at that time. You had two wide receivers out for the year. You had one.
Why are you disrespecting Vincent Smith like that, man?
And so that's why I asked him the question, because I'm out there. I've been out there the whole time during the training camp. During the mini camps, and like I'm headed to right now, they have some really good young wide receivers out there who could step in just in case Will Fuller or Kiki Kuti goes down. They got guys out of, USC. They got guys out of Ohio State who's looking for a chance to make this team.
Yeah,
so
we feel you, man.
And we'll talk about it today.
Hey, for real though, 100%. We just have fun and bust balls. I'm a little bit of a podium critic, but much respect to your hustle, and thank you again for your service, and keep fighting the good fight, my man.
Hey, thank you. Hey, look, and I'm also the one to ask JJ Watt the hockey question.
Oh, never mind.
I take back everything I just said. Nah, shout out to Big Sarge for the hustle, for real, getting out there doing his thing. But appreciate him for calling in. You know how we are. We just bust chops. I do think the question was bad, and I think he would like to have it back. But I get him for standing by his precedent. I feel like we were almost doing the same thing there if we would have gotten too much into the wide receiver depth.
Kidding.
There's plenty of time for that. Bill O'Brien yesterday asked by the media, why should anyone believe in the Houston Texans? This is what he had to say.
Again, I think that all of those things in the first question that you asked are yet to be determined, you know, and I don't look at it that way as far as the word power. That's not anything that I even think about. It's really just, you know, trying to do my job as the head coach. My number one job is to coach. And so segueing into your second question, what I can tell the fans is that we have a group of guys that are working really hard to get better every single day. And, you know, we feel like we've definitely improved and we're excited about the future. We're excited about training camp.
Okay, that's what Bill O'Brien's sales pitch is. That seems like the same sales pitch that any coach would give. But the question that we asked heading into here, and the question I think the OG John Lopez wants to know is, where the hell is Cal? Do we need to hear from Cal? We'll probably hear from him when they hire a GM, but should Cal McNair have been up there shoulder to shoulder with Bill O'Brien answering these questions for the fans and for the media types like ourselves?
Not necessarily shoulder to shoulder, but today would be nice. Today would be nice to follow that up. I mean, you are the owner. It comes with responsibilities. You got to take the bitter with the better. This is a bitter time, but guess who created this bitter time? You did. You did by firing the general manager after a year and a half. By any gauge, by any standard, certainly in this town, that is huge news. By which, you know, here's that word, responsibility. You know, that certain people have in that organization, and he has a responsibility to the people that are buying tickets. He can maybe. Clearly, Bill O'Brien went out there with a game plan, and the game plan was to reference that. I'm convinced Cal McNair told him to do that. But if you're going to go from the top down with responsibility and accountability, you don't have to open the doors and tell us every word you said, everything, every thought you had. But there's more to this story that people who are in your corner, fans, want to know.
Very much so. And this is Bill O'Brien talking about Cal McNair, because Cal McNair met with everybody and he laid out the expectations. What did he say about you, B.O.B.?
Well, I just said that to John, Mark, with all due respect. I'm not sharing anything about my conversation with Cal other than to tell you that he was very clear with me about where he wanted me to improve and where he saw what his vision for the organization was.
This is the thing. You've known Cal McNair more than me, longer than me. I mean, you've seen him since he's been running around there for a long time. And I don't want to act like he was an infant when Bob took over in the early 2000s. But you've seen Cal in the maturation and the growth of him. I've been around him for a little bit, too. I did not think he had this kind of smoke. I like it, but I got to say, I'm surprised by it. I did not think, because everybody had the assumptions that this was going to be the same old thing and, you know, the drama was going to be dealt with, but there was going to be less accountability, but it was going to be ran like Bob McNair ran the Texans, in which a lot of Texans fans and a lot of media types were not pleased with. I am shocked, and I want to know what you think about this, because you know him better than me. I am shocked that Cal McNair has the coconuts to come out here and make this kind of move. Not really any time, but this early in the process after an 11-5 season.
That's the shocking part, because as much as it goes against everything the Texans have been, I can tell you, just having been around him, he's not his dad. You know, he's a different guy. He has his own thoughts. He has his own demeanor, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not surprised that he's doing things differently and wants to put his stamp on this team. I'm surprised that it happened like that. And I think that's where the responsibility and accountability comes in. Again, Cal doesn't have to tell us, you know, like exactly what he said and why, you know, the 9-point reasons, the 9-point plan to why he fired Brian Gain. But what was the disconnect? What, you know, what is the power structure now? People want to know, you know, who are they cheering for? Who, you know, who is in charge here? And how did this happen? I think that's what comes into play. But the thing with Bill O'Brien yesterday that is telling, and this is why I said you know less after a press conference than you did before, he looked beaten down. He just looked beaten down or humbled, however you want to
humbled.
Put it.
Humbled is a good way to put it.
And how does one get
he
humbled?
He looked full.
How does one get
he
humbled
full
like that?
Full on humble pie.
You're just, he was humbled because he's just like been told something.
You get told.
Well, what is that something?
This is what he got told.
Well, we'd like to know from the owner.
This is what he got told, though. And this is just me reading between the lines. He got told, you know those division titles that you hang your hat on?
They don't mean squat.
They don't mean a damn thing anymore.
Yeah.
Standards are a little bit higher. There's a new sheriff in town. Respect my mustache. Mm-hmm. That's what Cal McNair told him. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. The OG John Lopez covered the best home run race of all time in Major League Baseball, but we got an even better one going on.
I don't know about that.
Right here, we're going to relive the magic of the home run race last night. Plus, I promised you, your lives are never going to be the same after this next segment. We've heard about the man, the myth, the legend, but we're going to hear from him next. Jack Easterby is going to give you the five keys to life next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.